Like I said, Tyler's the starter. But as we do every week and at every position, you know, if we feel Kyle or Ricky gives us a better chance to win, you know, then we surely would make that change. You know, that being said, you know, I think it's in this league it's easy to draw judgment on guys, and Tyler knows he's got to be cannot be careless with the football, which in a couple of the cases, specifically the center exchange and the sprint out, were just cases of being careless, and then just make better decisions with what he sees. But that being said, throughout that game, you know, a lot of the things that Tyler did gave us a legitimate chance to win, and we had to play a certain way against that defense. And some of the up-tempo things you saw, and our ability to going in and out of personnel groups, and some of the things we did were things that really we felt as a staff we had to do, and Tyler enabled us to do a lot of those. He made a few real big-time throws, and he made some that he obviously would like to have over. But, you know, he's got to go forward and correct his mistakes and learn from them and get better, as does everybody. But, you know, that's where we are as a team. So,
you give both guys some work with the ones this week in practice?
Yeah, you know, I would venture to say that we'd, as much as anything else, give Kyle an opportunity to get acclimated into the offense. And, you know, the only way to do that is to get legitimate reps. But, you know, like I said, in the end, the guy that we feel gives us the best chance to win, you know, we'll always play, and that goes for anywhere on the field. And we're just, you know, we're obviously not at the stage as a team where we can afford to do anything else at most positions than allow that competition to go on and try to be better.
What kind of chance does Stansy have to play at all this year?
You know, I don't know. You know, we got to see how things play out. But, you know, right now I think there was a clear-cut reason for the acquisition of Kyle. And, you know, I would say that he's getting majority of any extra snaps. But, you know, in this league, you never know. And Kyle, I mean, Ricky does a tremendous job preparing also every week to be ready to go. And he was ready to go yesterday. And, you know, again, we, you know, that game came down to the final series, and you know, we just got to be a little better in the end.
Well, your coaches talk about their quarterbacks giving themselves the best chance to win for their team. What specifically do you look at? What criteria do you look at in a practice and in film sessions?
Well, I think you number one, you know, can they operate the offense as it's drawn up and as we're asking them to do it? You know, being the quarterback requires the ability to run the huddle, run the operation, and then make the required throw. So, you know, it's no different than any other position. You got to evaluate a number of variables and a number of, you know, there's some critical characteristics or critical aspects of playing the position that you must possess. So, you know, that evaluation is ongoing.
How well can a guy who's how quickly can he learn the playbook if he's only been here 2 weeks as opposed to Falco's been here for a couple of years?
You know, I don't think that's an issue really. You know, when you talk about Kyle, you know, you're talking about a really bright football guy also. And, you know, I think you see it go on enough places, you know, in a Carson Palmer and some of those examples of guys coming into new places and having some efficiency. But, you know, so I don't – that won't be an issue. You know, I think it'll just be more along the lines of, you know, like I said, that who can run the offense most efficiently, taking all things into account. You know, how we're built, how, you know, protection comes into play, a lot of different variables, like I said.
How does he get into this?